What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, we're going to be doing a walkthrough of Canva's new Magic Studio, which is essentially their new AI integration into the Canva product. For those of you who might be unfamiliar, Canva is basically a graphic design platform. The goal is to kind of bring the capabilities of graphic design into everybody's toolkit. And it's really a great tool. I use it every day in my marketing efforts, and it's super user-friendly, and that's only going to increase as they introduce AI here. But it's a tool that provides, you know, templates basically for social media graphics or presentations or promotional merchandise or websites. It was launched back in 2013, so it's been around for quite some time, and it's been growing in popularity ever since. Anyway, so today we're going to do a bit of an overview of a few of the features in Magic Studio and even test drive a few of them for anyone watching on video. So let's go ahead and share my screen here. Okay, so you should be seeing my screen now, and here is kind of the rundown on the Magic Studio from Canva's website directly. Their tagline here is all the power of AI all in one place. Right off the bat, they give you a few examples of what you can do with Magic Studio, and that is basically magic design. So that's AI generated design. Obviously, you can design images, presentations, or even video. Basically, any of the content that they can create, you can prompt the tool to create for you. We're going to try creating a presentation here in just a bit from scratch and see how that tool works. They have Magic Write, which is basically their content or text generator, AI generator. So quite a few of the templates in Canva obviously require copy, and it's a big part of graphic designer's job to incorporate the copy into the templates. And if you need just some help getting off the starter's block as far as your content or your writing goes, this is definitely a nice feature for you. These ones are also super cool. Resize and Magic Switch. You can basically take your design and ask it to resize it and switch it to a different type of, whether it's template or a different aspect ratio or size, and it's going to do the expansion of the elements. It's going to do the adjustment of the elements within that image to help it look natural when it expands. Magic Animate, that's another one we're going to try and do a demo of here. Bring your designs to life with motion. So definitely curious to see what the tool can do for us as far as animating some static elements in our templates. And then Magic Morph transforms words and shapes into with a simple written prompt. So it looks like you can mess with some fonts and kind of do some guiding of the font design, what the font is actually going to look like with your text. Just continuing down the product overview here. Obviously, you're going to be able to do text to video and text to image creation. That's going to be a big part of the Magic Studio, and that's called Magic Media. They're definitely branding hard with the Canva magic here. And then these are a few other really cool ones that I'd like to try, and we're going to try and demo here. Magic Edit, which allows you to add, replace, or edit images with a short written prompt. So basically, you can highlight an element in your image, you can highlight an element in your template, and you can change that specific element individually. In the demo they did in their video, there was a jacket that one of their reps was wearing, and they highlighted that jacket, and they said, make this a professional photo shoot type jacket, and the jacket changed, and only the jacket changed in the image. We'll see if the demo lives up to their example. Magic Grab looks really cool and useful. You can make any image editable just like a Canva template. So by the looks of it here, you can grab individual elements, separate them from the template, and actually just design those themselves. And I've definitely wanted to do that. While I've been using Canva, there's a certain aspect of an image that I wish I could just change the colors, but it's part of the image as a whole, and you can't edit just that part. So curious to see what that's going to look like as well. And then Magic Expand. So this one is I've also used this one a couple times already, and it allows you just to expand the range or the borders of your image, and it's going to include or generate what's missing basically based on what's there. This one is a little off in my opinion. We'll demo it for you as well so you can get an idea of where that Magic Expand is at. And the last thing before we hop into the demos here is all the apps that they have in the Canva apps marketplace. So this is something I have to dive into more and check out. I definitely haven't got into the nitty gritty of their apps marketplace, but this is where it looks like you can incorporate or integrate other AI tools like DALL-E, which is OpenAI's image generator, or Imagen, which is Google's AI generator. There's tools to enhance your images. We talked about tools where you can sketch, turn sketches into AI images. They've also incorporated an app for that here. So definitely worth checking out some of these apps, and maybe we'll do some highlighting of Canva apps as well for the graphic designers out there. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into a demo here. I think the first thing we're going to try is creating a presentation. Cut. Okay, so I've hopped over into my Canva instance here, and I'm just going to start from scratch, and we're going to create a new presentation. And up here is where we're going to enter in our little prompt, and let's do a presentation on, let's see, well, I guess we could just do, how about AI and digital marketing? So please bear with me while I type out our prompt here. Okay, and we are ready to go with our prompt here. It says, please create a presentation highlighting the effect and the disruption that AI is having in digital marketing. And I'm kind of paraphrasing it there, but I also asked it to provide examples and sources. And so let's go ahead and see what it generates for us. Okay, we have quite a few different templates that have been generated right away. They look pretty cool. Let's check out. This one looks pretty interesting. Okay, I'm liking the graphics. Definitely hitting AI and technology themes with the presentation. They have an about us. Okay, so they're just filling basically lorem ipsum right now. So this is where I would use Magic Write or Prompt Magic Write and help to fill out the rest of the content. And there's a little bit of strange formatting going on with some of the wording as well, as far as spacing goes. If you're just listening, but otherwise, I definitely like the template here. And as far as being created from scratch, I would probably use the design aspects of it, and I would just use Magic Write to try and populate some of the copy that's lacking here. Cut. Okay, moving on. I'm going to test out the Magic Animate feature now for us. It's another one that I was curious about, and it Definitely looks pretty cool. It kind of walks us through with a little bit of a demo presentation here, what we can do. So we have a presentation here that's primarily being used to demo Magic Animate, and you can select multiple elements across the slide, but Magic Animate is going to affect the entire slide. And then in the Animate options, you can see the new Magic Animate here if you're watching on video. And it's just going to give you a recommended style for animation. So not super impressive in my opinion, as far as they take the already existing animation styles and effects that they have, and the AI is basically, as far as I can tell, trying to match a theme that of your presentation to the animation. So it knows we work a lot in digital, and so I think it's trying to match the digital animation here. But you can add other animations to the entire slide just with one click. So that is pretty nice. But I don't see a whole lot of difference between just adding the effects manually versus having Magic Animate suggest them. So falling a little short on that one, in my opinion, I think, but still a cool idea. Okay, and next on the list that I want to check out a little bit is Magic Edit. First, we're going to do the demo that they have set up for us, just so we can see how it's supposed to work. But then I'm going to test it on a separate graphic that we just grabbed from their stock stuff and see if it performs as well on something that they didn't set up for it to be performed on. So for those of you watching, we have a picture of a purse here. The slide kind of walks us through the steps of Magic Editing and how to do it. Brush over the entire handbag and click continue on the left toolbar. So I'm just going to do that quick and you guys can see this right along with me. I haven't tried this before, so we'll see how it works. So we got our handbag selected there. And we are in our text, or excuse me, it's asking us to describe our edit here. And the decorations say, write fluffy faux fur in the box. So we're going to do just what it asks and see and assume that it's going to perform well, considering it's what they are telling us to do. And we're going to click generate. I'll let you guys be the judge. Check it out on video. Basically, it looks kind of like the bag just turned into a velvety texture. It definitely is trying. It doesn't look like the same bag. It definitely added a little bit more of a, like I said, it kind of looks like velvet. The bag was green and now it almost looks like green velvet for anybody not watching. But okay, let's try this out on a image that we just grabbed from their stock and see what happens there. Cut in. Okay, so I've just grabbed an image of what looks like some office workers here working on a laptop together, and I'm going to see what we can do to this laptop that's sitting right in the center of the picture. So let's go to select our image. We'll select edit image again for those watching. And this one we're going to do magic edit. So let's go ahead and highlight our laptop, just like we did with the purse they had in our example. And it kind of looks like a MacBook. So let's ask it to change the color of the laptop first. Make the laptop blue. See how that works. Cut. Okay, not too bad. There is kind of like a light blue gradient, or a dark blue to light blue gradient for anybody who's not watching that's been applied to the laptop. And it definitely looks somewhat natural, I would say. There's some strange kind of lighting going on the laptop, but I'm going to give it to the AI in this one. And this would have worked for me if I was trying to just make that small of a change on the edit. Let's push it a little bit further just because this one is actually, I think this is pretty fun and useful. So let's try one more edit here. Let's do make the laptop blue and add a Apple logo. So let's see if it'll add the Apple logo to the laptop and generate again. Okay, so the initial edit that it has on the document that we were working on does not have the Apple logo. The blue gradient switched a little bit. But up in the left-hand corner, if you're not watching, it gives you some variations that you can grab. And one of those variations, it tried very hard to put an Apple logo on the back of that laptop, but it wasn't quite there. It looks like it's just a little bit unfinished, if you're not watching. And it doesn't quite center on the laptop, but a step in the right direction. And I'm assuming that as these models get trained more and more, it's only going to get better. So still worthy tool as far as making some minor edits to some elements of your image. Okay, so that was it for Canva Magic Studio. Thank you for joining me again today. If you enjoyed the show or you find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe on or follow on Spotify, and use the RSS feed to follow on your platform of choice. A review on top of that would be hugely appreciated and so helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.